the wonderfulness of voting. This morning's commentary brought to you by WaFed Bank. I know election interference happens, but the other part of the election story is that for many millions of us, voting is going pretty well. The only person who has ever tried to change my vote is the person I live with. And really, it's not that she changes it, but rather helps me better understand which bubble I meant to color in. In King County, here in Washington, we have 73 ballot drop boxes. Ours was less than a mile away and no lines, so I was happy. They do make you sign that nasty statement on the envelope threatening you with jail for voting more than once, but the ballot had 39 bubbles to fill out, so I wasn't at all tempted. Now, it was a little different for my sister in Westport in upstate New York. First time she ever had to wait in line for early voting, took her 50 minutes. My other sister in the Bronx waited 2 hours without snacks or a bathroom. She must have looked pretty desperate because a poll worker came out and said, you could come back another day. But all of us in the family all texted her repeatedly, urging her to stick it out for her country because, as I reminded her, when the going gets tough, the tough hold it in. Pro tip, by the way, for those of you who are required to vote in person in the states that require that, those absorbent briefs have come a long way, not nearly as bulky as before. So I will tell you what I told her. You're an American. Put on your slimline patriot pants and make yourself heard.